So today's my day off. Just hanging out, not really doing much. Cleaned up the house a little bit. Got some groceries, all the domestic shit that has to happen, right? Just sitting on my computer on the couch, looking at Reddit, checking out Literotica, seeing what's happening there. Talking to my online friends. When you come home and you see me sitting there, shorts, sports bra, no makeup, my hair looks just like it did when I got up this morning, and I don't think anything of it, but I'm happy to see you, of course. And you start thinking. You get an idea in your head. Leave me alone. Let me do my thing. Or something else. Guess we'll find out, huh? You come over to where I'm sitting. Stand in front of me. Lean over. Give me a kiss. Look into my big green eyes. Just say hey. Ask how my day has been, but you can't help but look at those tits. I mean, they're pretty big tits, you can't miss them. In a pretty pink bra. Nothing fancy, but lots of cleavage. Can't really get away with that with tits this big. Another kiss. And then, I mean, you're so close, I can't help but start to think some sexy thoughts of my own. So, I nibble on your bottom lip as you kiss me and squirm a little as my clit pulses at the possibilities. And then, run my hand up your thigh, right there where you're standing, and just graze your cock outside your pants. Just wondering if you're hard. Wondering if you're thinking what I'm thinking. Just keep rubbing a little bit, waiting to see how hard that cock gets through your pants. There it is, nice and hard. Ooh. I love that. You're definitely catching up to the dirty, filthy things I'm thinking, I'm pretty sure. You must be. That dick is nice and hard. Just continuing to rub, flattening my hand on the outside of your pants. Or wrapping my little fingers around it. Kind of greedy though, and you know that about me, so I slide my fingers up into the waistband of your pants. Just tease my fingertips down into your pants and let them graze. Hard, hot skin of your shaft. It's so sexy. Fuck, I love the way you get hard for me. God, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much for me to get excited. It doesn't take much for you. The chemistry is just such fire. It's so fucking good. Well, this isn't enough for me. Of course it's not. You know how it works with me. It's 0 to 100 right fucking quick every time. So I work your pants open, slide them down your ass, down your thighs, and just tuck them up under your balls so your hard cock is right there in my face. I bite my lip and I look at you. you immediately take a half a step back, so it's not quite in my reach because you know what I'm thinking. You know how I am. I want that cock on my tongue. Right now, I want to taste. I want to feel the texture of the head of your cock moving across my lips. But you have other ideas, don't you? You aren't going to let it be that easy for me. So you tell me no. It's not going to be that easy. You make it really clear to me that I'm not in control here. You tell me to put my hands behind my back. Keep them there. And if I don't keep them there, then this stops. I immediately get a pouty look on my face like, the fuck? Really? You tell me, yep. Fine. I'll play your game. Hands behind my back. Chest thrust forward, just in the natural way from having my hands behind my back. You take your cock in your hand and just trace it on my lips. But as soon as my tongue flicks out, you pull it back. And you do it one more time before you trace it down my chin, down my neck. Nice and slow, just enough to irritate me. Because you know I want it. You fucking know I want it. And then you keep dragging it down my chest until it runs straight down that line between my tits. You see me shudder. So warm, so sexy, so hard. You see me struggling to keep my hands behind my back because I want to wrap my fingers around it. I want to touch that dick. And you know I do. I keep being patient, squirming where I sit because my clit is pulsing between my thighs, squirming, getting really needy. Little slutty pussy starting to just drip a little and ache. As you keep rubbing your cock over my tits, up and down that line of cleavage, bumping it under my chin. And every time I bend my head, you take it away. Damn you. Damn you. Biting my lip harder and starting to glare at you, wondering how long you're going to make me wait to taste, to have what I want. You tell me I can move one hand from behind my back and touch that icky cunt. I waste no time making that happen. My little clit just needing just a little touch. And you tell me to move my other hand and lay it flat on my thigh and don't fucking move. Rubbing my clit as I feel my bra cups move down over my tits. And you tuck the bra cups up under my tits so that those hard nipples are on display for you. Big tits out on display for the pleasure of your cock, the pleasure of your eyes. I know you're having fun with this, making me crazy, making me squirm, making me oh so impatient. Fuck. Touching my clit, feeling how wet that little cunt is getting for you. You can hear it too, can't you? Hear how wet that pussy is. how needy. Fuck. Whimpering just a little bit as my two fingers slide into that cunt. Yeah. Push my tits together around your cock. Lean down. Let the spit dribble out of my mouth. Down between those tits. All over the tip of your cock. I look up at you. Ask you, please. Please, please, please. Can I just have a taste? You laugh and you say, there's the good girl. There's those good fucking manners. Well, less horny me would get sassy about that, but cock-hungry me has nothing to say. You tell me yes, I can finally have a taste. I let that drool dribble off my tongue before bending my head and getting a taste. Just kissing the tip. Letting my tongue flick and move all over the sensitive underside of the tip of your cock. Literally making out with the head of your dick, because it's all you're gonna let me have. And so I'll have it. Still pushed up between my tits, you start to move. In and out of my mouth. You take it, and then you give it back. Then you take it back again. Before you push up a little bit harder, just to give me another inch. Starting to grind just a little harder on my fingers as I am. Suck that cock. Just the tip. I wonder how much longer you'll be able to hold back. Yeah, I hear you telling me what a good little slut I am, grinding on my fingers like that. Yeah, tell me to make that pussy feel good. Pull your cock out from between my tits, and I can hear you mumbling about wanting my throat, telling me it's not enough. I'm so fucking happy to hear that. You tell me to open my mouth, and you slide that cock back across my tongue. You tell me to keep my fucking mouth open. Your hands moving from my tits to the side of my head. That's it. Hold my head exactly where you want it. Well, you make me gag on that dick. Fuck. Riding my fingers faster. I want your cum. Keep fucking my mouth. Cum on my fingers. Fuck. Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh God, I'm gonna come, please. Please tell me I can. Please, please. Yeah, you finally tell me I can come and that you're gonna fill my throat absolutely full of that hot load of cum. Oh, yeah. Oh, huh. Yeah. Oh my God, I love that cock. Fuck, I love that cock. You push your cock straight back into my throat and let that first rope of cum jerk off right back into the back of my throat. And then you pull your cock out and cum all over my tongue. My hand moves up, wraps around your cock, and just slowly moves as those last couple ropes of cum just slowly jerk out of your shaft, down in the tip of your cock, all over my lips, my chin, my tits. Cleaning the tip off, making sure I got every fucking drop, because it's mine and I want it. I look up at you and just say thank you. Thank you for your cum, and thank you for mine too.